I'm ready to take the next step.
I'm ready for a university that will help me advance in my education and career.
A university that will make me feel supported and connected.
I'm ready for ODU Online.
Click this ad or go to online.odu.edu today.
Hey, I'm Alan McGuire.
And I'm Jean Sutton.
And this is Roast Chestnuts, a podcast where we talk about made-for-TV Christmas movies. Our guest today is writer with the Daily Edge, Fionnuala Jones.
Hello, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, what's our film today, Jean?
Our film today is Christmas Cupid from 2010, starring Christina Milian.
Christina Dippitlow Milian, I think is her full title.
Okay, every time I have to say her name, I'm going to gesture to you.
Okay, fair.
We're already in foreign territory with this movie immediately because the opening credits inform us that this movie is from ABC Family, which is now Freeform. It's not Hallmark. It's not Lifetime. Already a bit thrown.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. The rules are out the window. Will our bingo card hold up? Who knows? Find out at the end.
Yeah.
So do you want to fill us in the plot, Alan?
So, Christina Milian is a horrible, horrible person. Basically, the first thing we see her do is...
Fictional horrible person.
She's fine,
her character's
I'm sure.
name, which is Sloane, parks in a disabled spot and then fakes a disability when someone gives it out to her, which is an immediate, like, forever red card for me.
Yeah.
No matter what else happens in the film, I'm still against her.
Yeah.
So, she's a publicist. She is in charge of organising the Snow Angels party, which is happening on Christmas Day for some reason.
And it's a movie premiere or something, isn't it?
They don't really go into it, I think.
Okay.
I think it might be.
Ashley Benson from Pretty Little Liars, the blonde, she plays a Lindsay Lohan type character, a starlet who keeps getting into japes and getting bad press, and she's the Snow Angel. So it's vital that Christiana, or Sloane, I'm just going to call her Sloane, that Sloane gets this... child under wraps and behaving, and she's on the phone to one of the party planners and is immediately like rude to him and like shuts down his ideas, and she's like,
he was about to kill a load of doves, in fairness.
Yeah, he wanted to put doves near lights, and she was like, they're going to go on fire, which I suppose is good of her, like, you know, she is mocking disability but she cares about the animals.
So we get a little shopping list of some of Caitlin's previous crimes. Who's
Caitlin?
Ashley Benson
is the
Ashley Benson's character. So she vomits. She vomited on a Santa. She fought Heidi Montag. She smuggled diet pills from Mexico.
Well done to Heidi Montag getting a mention in this film.
Yeah. So. There's a lot of pop culture references in this, which is immediately sets it apart from the other Hallmark movies.
Yeah, because like modern day culture, like nobody in a Hallmark movie has watched Mad Men.
No.
No.
They're not aware of John Hamm's crotch. Like, just it's a foreign country.
One thing that's weird about that is that Christina Milian is the kind of person who would exist at the level of the pop culture references in this film. So it's weird. You don't know if she actually exists as a separate person from Sloane or not. I don't know. I feel like
alternative universe Man in the High Castle season 2.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be weird if this was a universe where AM/PM didn't exist, you know? Because that's a banger.
I don't want to think of a universe where AM/PM.
I know, right? I've had it in my head all week.
You have a lovely radio voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been working on it.
So the drunk starlet stuff is like really not something that's in a Lifetime or Hallmark movie. It will be in a Lifetime maybe thriller, but not a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Yeah.
But so having a young woman who is drinking and getting drunk, and Sloane says to her at one stage, you don't make enough money to behave this badly as well. So it's like bad girl, bitchy girl, unseen. I haven't seen this before.
All the costume, like the women all dress, it's like just slightly more revealing than they do in the Hallmark movies, I think. There's more cleavage and more leg in everybody than there is in Hallmark movies. Everything's below the knee on Hallmark.
It's also set in California though.
Yes, that's true.
So they've got nicer weather. There's no fake snow here. She's asking Caitlin to lay low in the meantime because she got like a video of her misbehaving taken down, which I'm like, maybe it could be possible in 2010.
Yeah.
You can kill a story in like a small, like you can asks a journalist not to cover a story, I think, in Ireland. Like, you can kill a story, but I don't know if you can kill a story with a young starlet misbehaving.
Not until, like, YouTube was already around 5 years then.
Yeah.
So, and like,
YouTube is surprisingly old.
I think it's surprisingly young, because it only happened, like, when I was doing my master's, or like, final year of college. There was no YouTube before that.
How old is it now? Like,
14 years? 15 years?
Oh,
14, yeah.
That's long,
yeah.
In my opinion. That's a lot of time to have passed. I actually looked up the website that they uploaded the video on. It's like a Paris Hilton-esque kind of site, or where they're obviously trying to expose Caitlin. It doesn't exist in real life. I was very disappointed. Oh. It's some title like, you know what I mean, .com, or you won't believe this .com or something.
Oh my God. Was that fake. They didn't or something? Is that one of the...
Oh no, they didn't.
Oh no, they didn't. That's one of the like naughty's gossip sites. Paris Hilton's still going though. He's in the Vogue documentary on influencers. Yeah. The Vogue documentary in Orsi was really good, all the series. Fair play to
go back and investigate that, yeah.
Yeah, get on that player.
Is it Only Don't or Only Didn't? Whichever one it is, that's still going as well.
Yeah.
And who's the other one? Lainey Gossip?
Lainey Gossip is great, but that's kind of like a step above all of them. Like,
and Crazy Days and Nights is like lowest of the low.
Oh, I like that one too.
So do I. Crazy Days, nice blinds day, isn't it?
I love like when someone I know says something, they're like, oh, that actress seems so nice, or he's so cute with his girlfriend. And I just put down my cup of tea and I'm like, well, let's just say he did not pay sex workers in Brazil. He ran out. That is that's like the dirtiest way. Like, you feel bad about humanity. You're like, we're fucked. We're the global warming, bring it
no
on.
No one is good. Everyone is bad.
Yeah.
It really is that everyone is bad of the world. It's a negative friend. So she's also gunning for a promotion, Sloan, obviously. You know, this girl wants to go places. But it's like, this is where I got a bit freaked out. Like, she's getting with her boss publicly in the office.
Yeah.
And like, I was just a bit like, whoa, this is pre-Me Too territory. And his family own the company as well.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Jesus Christ. I was like, it was like cognitive dissonance for me. I was like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Layer upon layer of it, like, this movie would not be made this year, like, at all.
No. And actually, the bold type that I talked about last season being a good show, they had a season 2 plot where a girl was dating a guy on the board of, it's set in a women's magazine, a publishing company, and she's dating the lawyer on the board, and they actually break up early on in season 2 because she's like, no, there's a weird power dynamic. And they handle it really well, in that she's like, no, this is affecting my career in ways I don't want to be affected. Mm. Like, it's benefiting me, but it's also weird. And they did it in episode 1 or 2 of The Bold Type season 2, and it was handled really well.
Mm.
That's a good show. It's on Amazon Prime, which I started subscribing to. This isn't an ad. I just really want to watch The Romanovs. It's okay.
So what else happens? Oh, we meet her mother. Our mother has a dachshund, which is very important to me because I have a dachshund.
And great dogs.
Yeah.
So cute.
Her mother is the mother from Sister Sister.
Lisa Landry.
Yeah. My fave. This is a dream cast for me just from start to finish. Like, I was like, yes.
I have to say, I'm not spoiling that she's underutilized in this movie.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
She's like a great actress and they make her very two-dimensional.
Yeah.
She brings it though on all her scenes.
Yeah. She plays really obsessed with money and gifts. Mm.
And dogs.
Yeah, so she wants her daughter. She's like, no, you need to find a man. And her daughter has found a man, unfortunately. He's her boss. And he seems like a bit of a prick. Like, he slapped her arse at one stage.
Did he?
Oh, I missed that
I wrote,
as well.
I have arse slap written down, and I don't think I would write that down if I didn't see it.
That sounds
fair, yeah.
And she dated her colleague too, and this is like an open thing in the office.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that's feminism. Who knows anyone? Like, she's owning it, I guess.
Yeah,
I did kind of appreciate how like sexually liberal she is, and there's other references to like people being sluts and just going out, and like where it's kind of not a joke, but it's like, oh yeah, just do it. I actually really respect that. I was like a bit taken aback. It's like, so on the other hand of like all these other kind of bad things that we've just highlighted in terms of like her and the boss and the ass slapping, it was like weird, but I was like, that's kind of refreshing to see for a movie that came out in 2010. So
her mother has like, says like really cliche things like, men come and go but diamonds are forever, and she's buying a tennis bracelet. But you know what, like, because I remember before I used to be like, oh yeah, women and men should split the bill, and now I'm like, no, fuck it, we're underpaid for the rest of our lives.
get assets. Like, imagine if, like, I don't know, I just think that I'm not as against that philosophy as I used to be, mm-hmm. as I face 30.
Now you're like,
I'm like, maybe I should have more goals. Maybe I should have less books. Yeah. Maybe I don't need retro costume jewellery. Maybe I need something that, like, if something goes wrong, I can pawn that.
Yeah.
There's life advice for any 18-year-olds listening.
Just sell everything you own now.
Yeah.
Just, like, you know, make sure, like, you got something you can get cash. You never know when you might have to go on the run. Hopefully never.
Yeah. So then we go to her friend's restaurant. We meet her best friend, I guess, who has a really familiar face, but hasn't. She's done a lot of voice work. She's Gretchen from Recess.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's who it is.
That is a flashback. I used to love Recess.
I was slightly too old for Recess, so I know it means a lot to a lot of people, so that's why I dropped it in there.
But join the, because I didn't recognise her, but I was like, it's the voice is bringing me back somewhere, and I didn't know where it was bringing me to.
Yeah, that so that's is who she gas. Is. Mm-hmm. So she's running a failing restaurant, and Sloane says that she will put gift vouchers for the restaurant in their company's, like, Christmas gift bags, which is a good idea. She's obviously good at her job.
Yeah.
But the kind of, the restaurant really depends on this actually working out, which it might not.
Yeah, and it's going to cost them a lot of money as well. It just seems like I felt really bad for her friend.
See, this was before all the stories about how Groupons kept on ruining restaurants came out.
Did they?
Yeah, because people come in and just spend the voucher and never come back because they had so many Groupon vouchers for everywhere, they would never have to go to the same restaurant twice. There was no repeat business off Groupons.
I know someone who does that with all their hair removal.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. They've, like, never paid full price for a bikini wax. Which I don't know.
Why would you, though? Like, it's very annoying, like, to have to.
Would you not go to someone you trust, though?
I'm willing to take the risk. I know some people are very like that, like, where they're like, no, like, I will pay €8 million just so that it's done and done properly. I'm I'll pay 10, and if it's not great.
I'm a repeat visitor to. I'm kind of give her a plug. She's a small business owner.
Yeah, of course.
Lindsay Leggett. I think her name's Lindsay Leggett.
Great
name's
name.
Lindsay. I'm friends with her on Facebook and she's got a different name. That's privacy. I'm oversharing. But anyway, Lindsay,
GDPR?
Who's the sugarist in Temple Bar. Lindsay's great, so she's a sugar. So I'm a repeat goer to her, but I'm just going to say it. I take the pill continuously because of endometriosis. So I have, I wouldn't be able to go to the same person. Like, I wouldn't be able to do the repeat group. I think I'd prefer going to someone I trust.
You need to, okay.
Yeah, I've got, like, very pale skin and very dark hair.
Okay.
And it's just, that's a nightmare. But yeah, she's a small business owner based in town in Dublin, and she's great and really, really cool. Has all the right values and loads of plants and gives you a lollipop.
Which is what you need in someone from who's going to remove all your hair. So,
yeah.
In my opinion.
A bit of sugar. So the restaurant is kind of, it looks like it's on the way out, and it's just, that made me really sad.
It was so empty. Like, I know
no
they were like,
there.
Oh, no customers. And I was like, there's no customers.
All that coriander is going to go to waste. it just kind of, and I was like, is that plan actually going to work as well? Is people coming for free? And yeah, it's like, remember a few years ago when they were opening restaurants in Dublin, like, there's some pizza place opened out in Dundrum and they just paid loads of influencers to go out there, I think.
Yeah.
So it was like, I'd be on Instagram for a night. Do you remember the Moët Hennessy debacle?
No.
Can I call it a debacle? Fuck it, I can.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
So do you remember Moët? It's pronounced Moët, by the way. That's the night I learned how to pronounce Moët. To be fair, it did teach me that life lesson. But, like, they basically had, like, every, it was like the Snapchat, all those people. I'm
all
not going to name names, but they were all there on a night out with Moët. And it just made me actually never want to drink the thing again because, yeah. So they used to, like, that was like a big way of doing the brands, but they used to at the restaurants as well, kind of end of recession, pre madness again.
Yeah.
So that was I don't think it worked. Like, I don't think some of those places are open now. But yeah, I remember you'd be like, oh, is it actually worth going out there? And then you'd see the next day on social media, just like, and nobody, it was before people were declaring Spawn as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm like, sneaky. I'm not too sure that this voucher idea is going to work.
Mm.
See, you've people like you though who'd be like, no, I. You'd see people post and you're like, no, I couldn't want to go somewhere any less. And then you'd have someone like my sister who could see like Lisa down the road posting some restaurant in Dublin. She's down in Cork, obviously, and she'll text me being like, can we go there the next time I'm up?
Because you see, you trust Lisa. Went
and, yeah, fair.
Yeah, you trust your peer-to-peer. Like what this place needs is a review.
Yeah.
Yeah, use your press contacts. We had this in a movie last season. There was a restaurant theme as well.
Recipe for a Perfect Christmas, so it was called.
Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was the right strategy.
Mm.
Get a review.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't know if Sloan's idea is good. It's going to cost them a lot of money.
It will.
For something that mightn't happen, like that bag's going to be full of shit and they might see their vouchers. Like, she should have put an event on in the restaurant.
Yeah. That's what I thought she was going to do.
Yeah.
And she just didn't. Like, I was waiting and being
after
like,
party for the angels there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been good. Then there's a ghost scene. This is like a twist early on in the movie.
Yeah, this is like the first, we're only covered like the first 10 minutes so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we should speed up. So yeah, Caitlin dies. She chokes on an olive.
Yeah. It's like what out of the blue. Goal.
Yeah.
In a nightclub. And then all of Sloane's electricals go mental. Like, I thought it was really well done.
Yeah.
Her TV, everything starts buzzing and it turns out that that's Caitlin's spirit coming to visit Sloane.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the film was about or didn't know there was any supernatural element to it at all.
Neither.
So I was very surprised that this happened.
And then she rushes to ER to make sure Caitlin is dead. And there she meets Chad Michael Murray.
Yes. Yeah. The trifecta, like Christina Milian, Jackie Harry, Chad Michael Murray. Like a noughties dream for me. It was just so good.
Love you, Chad Michael Murray.
And you immediately know that the other guy, the present, is not going to be her boyfriend at the end of the film because Chad Michael Murray is more famous.
Still
handsomer.
Like that One Tree Hill has bought him years of dividends. Like,
yeah.
With a segment of the female population.
Yeah.
A Cinderella story as well also deserves a shout out.
Wow.
A retelling of a classic tale.
Okay, can I give you all a tip?
Yes.
Watch the special features on A Cinderella Story, the DVD.
Okay.
Because on it, you realise that Hilary Duff had like a panic attack the day of the kiss. And I think that was her first kiss. Was on set because he had to go into the trailer and calm her down.
Oh
and stuff.
My God.
But watch the special features of A Cinderella Story, everybody. Okay. Because
I'm straight onto YouTube after this.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's a strange incident.
Yeah.
Not strange, but it's like something's going on that day.
How old was she then? How old were the two of them?
He was older. She was 16 or something making that film. Because if you think about Lizzie McGuire, she wasn't, I don't think she was 18.
No, definitely not.
But it's not like, it's not an uncomfortable movie.
No,
or anything,
yeah, yeah.
But he's 20s, I think.
Yeah.
He's still like, he looks the same in that movie as he does in
like
Country
the
Hill.
The exact same. Like, I want to know what like cryogenic freezer he's in, like, and get into it myself at some point. Like, immaculate.
But he's a doctor in ER and he seems really nice. He doesn't really have a personality.
Yeah, we don't get any insight into him beyond he's a doctor.
And he looks so well for someone working ER.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lightly charming.
Not tired at all, like very fresh.
A lot of free time to just chat to people.
Yeah, just on the phone.
And go for dinner.
Like,
and,
absolutely.
If that happened in an Irish ER, he'd have been shot by now. Someone would be like, why the fuck aren't you seeing me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was in ER earlier this year and people are so rude to the staff. But then everyone's in pain and it's just, it's a disaster, Alan.
So they try to arrange to meet up, but she says she's so busy she should be able to get off work in January 2018. So I hope she enjoyed her break.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
I'd love to know where she went.
Yeah. What else happens?
It comes out then that they used to go out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how they broke up is because she tells Caitlin all this. He wanted to go to med school. So they were college boyfriend, girlfriend. And then he wanted to go to med school somewhere in Iowa.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to follow him. And they make out. Now, I know Sloane has her issues with the disability mocking at the beginning of the movie. Like, I think that's a barrier we're never going to get over. But she does make the fair point. What do you think I was going to do? Be a cashier there? Because med school isn't like 9 months of your life. Med school is a couple of years. And it would have meant her delaying her career.
Yeah, oh, it totally makes sense that she made the wrong decision, but that was the right thing for her to do. She
of a 20-something-year-old girl, early 20s, she did do the right thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made out, and that's my one issue with the movie, it's made out that her decisions for her career, like she's personal I don't think she's made bad decisions in her life. I don't think she's an evil person. Like, she does meet up with her mom. Her mom seems hard to take as well.
Yeah.
Lisa Laundry in this has like issues. And so then she wakes up the next morning with Chad in her bed. Chad's her boss. Mm-hmm. And this could be a first for roast chestnuts.
I think it is actually, isn't it?
Yeah. Seeing like evidence of someone cohabitating and implying that they've slept together.
Saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some hot, hot stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a Tom Cruise joke made in this about Scientology as well. I forget the joke, but I just remember thinking like, wow, this is a ABC like, family are going for
she's
it.
She's asking Caitlin about like, because Caitlin sets it out that it's like, there's three ghosts going to visit you and you need to make a realization or else before it's too late, whatever. And she's like, who sent you? God? Someone else? Tom Cruise? And then Caitlin's like, no. Like, what's with the constant naughties references like?
Oh, and they keep saying, yes, it's just like Dickens. It's exactly like Dickens,
exactly.
What we're doing.
Exactly.
Own it.
Yeah, just lean into it.
Yeah.
So Sloane is put in charge of Caitlin's funeral and they decide to combine the premiere and the funeral.
Tasteless.
Yeah, I mean, if you went to someone's funeral, then you have to watch a film with them in it at the end or before. That would be weird.
Yeah, I found that like a bit. I was like, there's nobody at the table being like, a bit vulgar.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It was all just like, oh, how much revenue is the expired? They used expired. Oh my, and I was like, she's dead. I was like, how old was she? She was like 18.
Yeah.
She was a teenager, And you're saying expired and constantly talking about the revenue that you've lost or that you can still make on this expired, in inverted commas,
person. And also, she was an orphan and there just seems to be like, that girl had a really tragic life and a tragic end. And there doesn't seem to be anyone who gives a shit about this.
No.
Like, this
even at one point, Chad Michael Murray's person is, when she goes to visit her in the hospital to make sure she's dead, Chad's like, oh, and she's like, thinks she's hallucinating, and he's like, oh, it's normal, like, to feel like, because it's your friend and you're so shocked. And she was like, oh, she's not my friend. Mm. And it's like, all right, like, do you know what I mean? Is there a need? Do you know, someone has died.
Like, when someone you don't like and something bad happens to them, you really just have to like fake it and be nice.
Yeah.
Like, if you heard like they got diagnosed with something, you just go, that's really shit. I'm going to stop bearing any ill will towards them, or I'm just going to like turn that button off.
We're just going to hit pause on that and like,
yeah, and let them do their thing, or like, yeah, just, it was a bit much. Mm. The script though is very snappy in this film.
Oh, yeah. It is, yeah.
Like, it was fun. Like, Caitlin has a thing, her ghost says, oh, maybe we can donate all this to my charity. And her charity is teeth whitening kits for kids in Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
Which I was like, good touch.
Yeah, it's a good joke. In order to make that premiere funeral atrocity happen, everybody has to work Christmas Day, which only one person seems annoyed about.
It's America, Alan.
Yeah.
They only get like one day off.
That's true.
Yeah.
They just make it up on Stephen's Day.
They don't
do
Christmas Eve pints, lock ins. They don't do Stephen's Day wearing your best.
Yeah.
Going out in the local town.
They don't do the last 4 days in between Stephen's Day and New Year's.
Like the 27th weirdest day of the year.
Yeah. Pringle sandwiches.
Yeah. They just.
From Roger Rabbit.
They haven't got that culture.
Mm.
Just. They don't know how to have fun. I was going to say that. I think it's insane they like don't take days off and. The leave, like, if any Americans are listening to this, your unions need to do more work.
How many days do they get? So just
they get 2 weeks altogether.
Okay,
yeah.
And sick leave in loads of places isn't covered.
No.
Oh my god.
And maternity leave isn't covered either. It's like 2 days or something.
They don't get duvet days. Yeah,
that's grim.
Do you remember when Jeremy Corbyn, the last election, said he'd give an extra bank holiday?
Yeah.
And the Brits voted against that.
Why?
If you did that in Ireland, like.
Oh, like war, like
just be like that person's leader for the next. Welcome to the new dev.
We could do it like a good early February bank holiday.
Oh, grim one!
Just something to look forward to.
That would be nice.
It's through January.
Yeah. Fianna Fáil, take notes.
If you're listening, guys,
there's a whole generation they forget the banking thing. They just assume it was always this bad. Yeah. Chad, Michael Murray. His name is Patrick in it, mm-hmm. but I'm going to call him Chad.
Yeah.
He invites her country line dancing. She's visited by a ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah. Oh, before that, Ross Matthews makes a cameo.
Who's Ross McIntyre?
He's a Drag Race judge, and he would have been an red carpet presenter at the time.
When she's doing the teeth thing, he's the host person. Yeah. So it's just constant nods to of that time. Like,
yeah,
so of that time.
I'm very surprised Kelly Osbourne isn't in this film.
Yeah, like, where was she? She missed the call, clearly, like, raging.
I interviewed Kelly Osbourne once.
Oh, really?
I know.
And
Sharon. The best part. So I was in with three people, a girl from like El Russia or one of those, and some other big magazines, other country outlet.
Yeah.
And so you do one person ask a question, one person ask a question. So everyone gets the quotes. And one of the Russian girl asked, what is the meaning of luxury to you? And they're both like, it was for Mac. And then Sharon just goes, and it was like pure Sharon. I act like I know her. And she just goes, do you know what luxury is? Flying on a private jet. That's luxury. And we're all like, yeah.
Nodding. And,
that is actually.
So relatable. Yeah.
So I love the Osbournes. Except Ozzy. He didn't turn out nice in the end, did he? I was a bit concerned. The whole show was concerning with Ozzy's behaviour.
There was stuff in the 70s.
And there's just a lot of banging doors that, like, if you were visiting someone's house in the Irish countryside, you'd make a point never to go there again.
Oh, no.
You'd be like, oh, her dad Ozzy's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I felt really out of place.
Did you have like a family, like a distant like group of relatives that used to come in once a year to visit you? Because we had one of like, it was like three old people that used to come in. And
these are your ghosts of Christmas past.
They're like my grandmother's cousins or something.
Okay.
And the one year they said to us, okay, now one of them's after getting a wig, so don't look at it, don't comment it. And one of them, he turned up and he had a Roy Orbison wig on. It was jet black. I was like, I'm definitely looking at this wig. I'm sorry.
No, we don't have relatives like that. No. We just have the cousins from Kerry who drop in and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty normal.
I feel like we are. Now that I think about it, I'm like, if you can't think of them, are you the family? And now I'm like, oh, gosh. Yeah, it's us.
Yeah.
It's us.
So she's visited by, it's her Xmas past. Ghost of Xmas past. And it's a guy she was dating in high school who was on the football team or something.
Yeah, Brad.
Brad.
And then she passed up Brad for Chad. He's like, you're always dating up. You always upgrade. So she dumps him for Chad. And of course you would dump, if you're a girl, 20, 18, you're going to dump anyone for Chad Michael Murray.
Like, who? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, at the time, he was.
It's just the logical thing to do, I think. Yeah. Like, if that opportunity is presented to you.
Do you remember him in Gilmore Girls season 1?
Oh, yeah.
That is. I kind of wish Gilmore Girls ended then, in a way.
Same, yeah.
Because, like, if that was a teen movie, like, just would go off that boy to military college.
Mm.
Just take a job cleaning dishes in the outpost. Like, missed opportunity, Rory. What did Rory do in the end anyway with her fancy degree and all that work?
Nothing.
She could have been riding Chad Michael Murray.
On a military base.
Yeah. I'm telling you what movie I'd rather see.
Yeah. Oh, Chad Michael Murray smells of cake, we learn as well. Did you mention that he smells like cake?
Yeah, not sexy.
That's not sexy.
Oh my, did she say that? Yeah. God, I missed that.
He smells like cake.
I would love that. I would absolutely
cake in a box for a couple of days in Tesco of icing.
Okay, well, not that, but she didn't specify. You'd have to wonder which kind of cake.
Coffee cake? Guinness cake?
Carrot cake? Just a constant bang of cake.
This is very moist, damp. Yeah. Kind of a claggy man.
I have an Acqua de Parme perfume I bought, and it does smell a bit like ham, which I like. I'm from Tipperary. I eat ham out of the pack. So it has like a bit of a ham vibe to it.
Yeah.
So
I also feel like I'd enjoy that as well.
I hope there's a man out there saying that girl smells like ham and it's great.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So it turns out that her mom was always saying that to her about being obsessed with rich guys.
Yeah, like instilled these shallow values.
Yeah, so like maybe like not hanging out with her mom all the time is a really healthy decision. And when she moves, oh, it goes back to when she moves out of Chad's apartment and she took the TV. So she did a midnight move out and left a letter being like, fuck you, I'm not going to med school. But also she took the TV.
Mm-hmm. But it was so like the stuff that was just left, like the note that she left it on like this tiger print chair. Yeah. Did you see? I was like, what way had she furnished this house? Like, what is going on?
And she took like the TV, most of the books, which he left like four books. Yeah. Chad McAmurray owned four books and she owned the rest of the bookshelf, which seems unbalanced.
What books did he own? Yeah. Go, quick. What did he own? At least one of the Harry Potters, I think.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Goblet of Fire.
Angels and Demons.
Yeah.
Andy McNabb's Rescue Heist 2. And Jeremy
the
Clarkson's.
The Art of Thinking Fast and Slow. Yeah.
Oh, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. He definitely has that.
Motorcycle Maintenance?
Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. A classic deep dude book. It's like New Age philosophy, but also about
did
motorbikes.
You read that?
No. I'm not deep. I'm very shallow.
I miss out on all male culture. I just ignore you.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
They get around the fact that they're like an ABC Family movie because they mention a worship me dress, which is clearly supposed to be a fuck me dress.
Okay.
You want to talk about a worship me dress?
I didn't get that. Okay.
I just read it there and went, oh, that's supposed to be a fuck me dress, but it was a family movie.
I thought it was a brand. I was like, I'm really out of touch with like fashion or so. I was like, what is she saying? No, straight over my head.
Yeah.
Oh, and it turns out that Chad had a ring he was going to propose.
Yeah.
So he was going to like double down on locking her into 5 years of what she didn't want.
Yeah. By being
it
like
wasn't a very nice apartment either.
Marriage. No it wasn't.
Because imagine Iowa would be quite cheap. Because like, I remember in Girls when she went to the Iowa Writers College and she got like a huge mansion for $800 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
They could have been in that. They weren't, so.
Don't talk to me about girls.
Okay, we're not going to get distracted by girls.
Yeah.
What's next?
Oh, well, she just gets slut shamed by all these ghosts.
That's true.
Like, I have this hallmark, the slut shaming. And then it turns out that Xmas present, she finds out that he's been cheating her boss on her and everyone knows. And she kind of doesn't get that upset.
No,
she's more embarrassed.
Like, the other thing that I thought was significant as well, like that he's been keeping up this whole ruse of her, and then the minute she's like, "Oh, the blonde," and then he goes, "Which blonde? Like, how have you kept up this lie this whole time to fall at this hurdle?" I was like, "How have you missed all of this?" Like, it was bizarre.
And then I noticed that like they keep using the word bang as well. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
What an actionable verb. So she then decides, because Chad Michael Murray asked her a few hours ago, would she like to come line dance? And she's like, I'm too busy, blah, blah, blah. And then she rings him up and they go for dinner together. So like, immediately after her relationship falling apart, she's like, fuck it, moving on.
Yeah.
Before that, Caitlin helps her pick out what dress she wants to dress her in for her funeral.
Oh yeah.
So they have like a classic like trying on clothes montage, but it's for a corpse, which I found very strange and unsettling.
And she's like doing like some of these like poses as if she's like posing in the coffin. I was like,
picking out what to bury people in is like such a grim task. And also the bit like before you close the coffin and you're like, actually, we're just going to take her jewellery back.
Oh,
you're taking the ring off a corpse. Has anyone else done that?
No.
Okay. Your moms have definitely done it.
I mean, possibly, yeah.
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 Also, I just noted here that the vodka was like ectoplasm. So Caitlin has the vodka martini that killed her with her most of the time.
Yeah.
And throws it in people's faces as like revenge from beyond the grave. And I was like, that's just really funny that people are getting sloshed vodka. I like that touch.
Yeah.
So they're at dinner, but like, I'm not really feeling the vibes here, like there's not much chemistry, but it's because Sloane is still pretty like hard to take. She's definitely high maintenance.
Still, yeah, and still very in her own bubble and self-obsessed.
Yeah, and doesn't realise like if Chad Michael Murphy
Chad Michael
Murray.
Chad Michael Murray.
He sounds like some of Ireland. Chad Michael Murphy asks you to go line dancing. You go. But yeah, like if he was sitting across from you at a table, like I would not be able to talk about myself. I would just be staring.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't like just jaw open. Just be like, how did I end
enjoy
up here?
That view?
Yeah.
Can I just say as well, that reservation was for 9 o'clock, which I think is very late to be eating. Like, and my mom regularly says she cannot eat that late. So not that I saw them eat that much, but the minute I heard it, I was like, I have such alarm bells.
This isn't an American thing. This is an outside Munster thing.
Okay, yeah. Right. I understand now.
I'm from Tipperary and like I've eaten full ham dinners at noon.
Yeah, so. Well, yeah, like fair, like it's just, yeah. Oh, it just stressed me out a lot. Like that's, no.
That's an outside Munster thing, I think. I don't know if they do it in Connacht, but they definitely, this concept of evening meals, I'm always like, why would you eat at 8 o'clock?
Why would you eat? Because even sweets. Earlier, like.
Yeah. I was like, that's a toasted sandwich meal. That's like a, dinner wasn't great. Yeah, so they're eating late and then they, ex-boss, ex-boyfriend slash boss shows up and proposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just really fucking rude. And the whole restaurant is in on it. And Chad Michael Murray's just there like being crushed.
That's what I don't get either. Because they have all these people being like, say yes and holding sparklers. And I'm like, she's at the table with another fella. Are you not a bit like, there's something amiss here?
Yeah.
Like, I probably shouldn't be participating
I'm
in this.
I'm complicit in something. Yeah, here that
like
I
it was
be.
Just, oh, questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like that. Then Christmas present happens.
Yep, which is her ex who's also for the same job as her. These exes don't really work because they're all still alive. They're actually ghosts.
That is the main thing about a ghost, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a dead person. Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's just their spirit.
It's the primary definition. If you look at a dictionary, it's like the spirit of a dead person.
Yeah. Good call there, Alan.
I know, I like my logic.
Oh, and her pal's business is fucking floundering.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the pal's partner is really good in this scene. He's like, fuck her. She's never there for you. Stop fucking talking to her. She's a cow. I hate you hanging out with her.
Stop taking it for granted. Yeah. Later
and it's like a really good boyfriend move.
Yeah.
Like I was really like, yeah, he's dead right. And maybe that's the love story I want to watch.
Yeah, I'd like to know how they got on after in terms of the restaurant and stuff.
And then her mom, we see her mom at home and it turns out the mother's boyfriend is fucking around in her too.
Mm.
And so telling her, buy yourself something nice. And she's like, okay. And she's got all her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, the mother's life isn't that bad.
Like in the grand scheme of things, yeah, like it's not ideal, but it's like, it's fine.
Like I don't think she minds.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
she's along for the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like and on Christmas Day, I go to my parents' house and Caroline goes to hers. And then like after like dinner, whatever, I come home. And wait for Carlan because they have a lot of more stuff too because she still has like alive grandparents and stuff and I don't. So I
just tick the box.
Yeah, so I spend like a lot of my Christmas day alone with a dachshund.
Yeah.
Like her mother does. And it's actually very nice. You get some Pringles, you watch Indiana Jones.
And you don't have to argue over what to watch with people because that's the worst part. Like we have a small, not a small living room, but like there's like 9 people in the living room and it's like we end up watching Mrs. Brown's Boys and it's like none of us are here.
I get out of my parents' house before Mrs. Brown's Boys start.
And she's there to her mother, I'll see you on the 26th. And yeah, they act like it's this big tragedy. But I read a book this year that wasn't that great, I will admit. It's Acts of Love by Tallulah Riley, who has divorced Elon Musk twice. She's a young actress and she wrote a book.
Oh my God.
I know. It's a reimagining of Gone with the Wind in Silicon Valley. So the stakes are much lower than a civil war about slavery. Yeah. I'll give it that. And not just about slavery, I guess. Like state control too.
Yeah.
It's about that too. Mm. I don't know. Whatever. And in that book, the love interest who's like Rhett Butler, but he owns like a bioethics business. I don't know. Something with bioethics or something, or bioscience, medicine, whatever. And he comes to visit her with her mom in LA. She's a showbiz writer. Scarlett O'Hara is now a showbiz writer for Esquire. And it's not a great book. But he visits them after Christmas and he makes the point about like, oh, it's the days after Christmas are lonelier for people who don't have many family than Christmas Day. So that's why he visits her.
Mm.
And it was like the one bit in the book where I was like, oh, that's actually a point I'm going to underline. You don't need to read that book, anybody.
The point
she divorced
there.
Elon
just
Musk twice. She does not need the royalties.
Yeah. She's fine.
Yeah.
So the ghost of Xmas present shows her that when Andrew, her fiance, was talking to her earlier and answering her, he was actually answering someone on the phone because he was on a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Which is bad. And then he tells her to buy herself something pretty, like her mother's husbands do.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Love that foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The next day she gets, her ex tells her she got the vice, was it vice? No, vice president. Is it vice president?
Yeah.
She
gets
yeah.
the promotion.
And he's lying. So she fucking reams him out of it. And everybody's delighted because he's a smarm bag.
Yeah.
She was dead right to ream out of it.
Yeah.
It was particularly enjoyable, I will say.
Yeah.
It's nice to see Christina get a bit angry, like.
Yeah. And the way she did it, she's like, I'm really busy. Are you not busy? Do you have time? You have time to be doing this. I don't have time for this. I'm actually, we're all busy. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's
doing this
up
right
to
now.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, what did he do throughout the whole movie? Yeah. Ring the caterers. That's all that was said that he yeah. did. It wasn't actively shown doing anything.
The morning after like a tragic death.
Yeah. I know what I'll do. I'll sort out those caterers that you fucked up.
There's also a reference where her now fiance douchebag boss boyfriend tells her to buy a basket of pears for somebody.
That came up in one of our
movies last year. Pears were a big deal.
Yeah.
Why?
There's this company. Remember I looked up the history of it and they're like a fruit company. See, pears like back in the Depression era, I believe. I could be making this up or remembering wrong. Misremembering?
No, it was Depression era. You're right.
Yeah. Pears were like just a big deal.
That's mad.
They were the glossy box of their time. forgetting with the 2010 references. Where's glossy box? Anyway, so yeah, pears were this big thing and there's a company who send people a basket of pears.
Like they wouldn't really rank highly for me fruit wise. Like I wouldn't. What's the,
have you been though to the middle of America?
No, what's in the middle?
Bad
of
fruit,
not pears,
probably not.
Yeah,
they've real bad fruit. Over
oh,
there.
So it's like, sorry about that. Here's some good fruit.
I don't know. I assume I don't know. But
it was
like
honey pears or something, wasn't it?
They were golden like pears.
Golden pears. That was
but
it.
Yeah,
yeah. That was. It's weird. It's come up twice. We never ever heard of it before anywhere else, but it's in two Christmas films.
And then I asked, because my boyfriend's family lived in the States for a good while, and I asked his mother, "Is this a thing?" And she was like, "Yeah." Sending some buying pears. She's like, oh, "Yeah, yeah, that was a thing." Mm. And I was like, do you not think this is odd?
Why?
What is wrong with a tin of roses?
So she goes to the hospital to apologise to Patrick because she feels bad, but he's having none of it.
He is actually, he is standing up for himself here.
Yeah.
If he was a woman, we'd all be like, well done, you eat, pray, love and yourself out.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes outside and meets her future ex, which is Santa. And then he tells her Caitlin's gone and she's not going to be coming back. And I genuinely felt quite sad. I've gotten really attached to Caitlin.
Yeah.
As a character.
Yeah.
The acting in this film is really good, actually.
Yeah.
Ashley Benson,
above.
You know, she does.
Yeah.
She uses her chops in Pretty Little Liars. She had to. Everything changed so frequently on that show. Everyone was in peril all the time. So, you know, we're seeing Ashley Benson's talent here.
I thought
blooming.
She was really good.
She was enjoyable in that role. Yeah. I kind of like was expecting not to warm to her. And then when she wasn't there, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Can we talk Come about back. How he shows her the future and it's the near future and she's in hospital dying of some mysterious illness and nobody is like, does she get cancer? Like, what the fuck happens?
Yeah, how does, you can't avoid that by finding love. So,
yeah.
I automatically thought like a stress-induced illness.
It looked a lot more serious.
Like, she was unconscious. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And she died. So. Yeah.
You got me there. Yeah, I don't know. It all got very morose very quickly.
So we find out she gets divorced. Her mother has three dogs instead of two, which is
okay.
I think that's good. That's fine.
She's a big house.
Yeah. And then she dies alone.
One of the new dogs after her daughter because she doesn't like turn up to things.
Yeah.
Like
we know the mother's already a bit not.
Yeah.
Bit tapped.
Yeah.
Living through her dogs. So.
Then she decides, oh my God, I've got to change everything. This vision has changed everything. So she drives in the car and gets changed in the car. And we see her in a bra again at first.
No bras in Hallmark. Yep.
Bras that like make your body a mannequin. Bras in Hallmark. Like they are wearing bras in them.
They're very functional.
Yeah, functional.
They're all lingerie
functional
bras
lingerie
in
Hallmark.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no nipple in Hallmark. And then her dress she wears, now, look this up. And I think she might be wearing
a knockoff or one of the H&M Lanvin dresses.
Okay.
No, maybe not. That came out later. But I looked up because I was like, that's like one of the Lanvin dresses in H&M that people queued for. Do you remember that? Did I pronounce it? I'm not French.
I don't know. I'm taking a stab here. I have no memory of this whatsoever.
Around that time, and it was all those dresses, like cinched in waists, big flowing, cheap knockoff silk. And I remember it being a big deal because I was in Canada at the time and people were queuing in the mall that day to go in and get it. And you're like, it's fucking H&M. How good is it going to be? But she's wearing that dress, a type of dress. And also another thing, when I looked up the time of the H&M collaboration, I also looked up when the movie Ghosts of Girlfriends Past was made. It was made the year before this.
Mm.
The one with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, these are very similar films.
Yeah.
And yeah, ABC didn't really stretch their brains with this one. And Ghosts of Girlfriends Past did not stretch its brains either. I'll give it that. So she arrives at the party then after getting changed in the car to her H&M dress or whatever. And there's glitter rain.
Mm.
And I was like, I'd say everyone hated that on the
yeah.
It's so not an enjoyable day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another trivia, when I got the Googling, I kept Googling. The director Jill Younger directed 10 Things I Hate About You.
Really?
Oh, the movie
and the TV reboot a few years ago with Gregory Peck's great grandson.
Oh my God. I didn't know there was a TV reboot. Is it good?
No.
Okay, I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
And
I needed confirmation.
He also directed Beauty in the Briefcase with Hilary Duff.
Oh, I really want to watch that. I've never heard of it. So, I need to watch that now.
Jill Younger. And I think I've got to make sure, I couldn't find images of him online. The Google image is hard with directors who aren't Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he did a cameo in 10 Things I Hate About You and they said he played a teacher in it. And I'm wondering, is he the teacher Julia Stiles flashes? And I'm like, if he is and he's a director, was that not a weird decision to make? So I am not saying anything, but I have to check that and I'd be like, whatever, if that is what I think it is, that's not something that I would have signed off on as a HR person on set.
Yeah, definitely. Question marks there.
Yeah, so he's got a pretty interesting CV. Like, but 10 Things I Hate About You is so good.
It's like a perfect film for you. It's kind of the chemistry of that particular cast as well.
Yeah.
It's just lightning in a bottle. Like, yeah.
Heath Ledger is my Chad Michael Murray.
Larissa Olenek is my Chad Michael Murray.
Who is?
Larissa Olenek.
Who's she?
The 10 Things I Hate About You. Alex Mack. The lead in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Julia Stiles.
No, the other sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bianca.
I know what you're on about, but I can't picture her at all.
What else was she in?
Alex Mack, and she's in Mad Men as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the trivia hole I went down. Just thinking about poor Heath Ledger, RIP.
So she cancels the engagement.
And then finds Chad.
Yeah.
Who's playing basketball at the hospital, seemingly, on Christmas Day.
Working in ER. A day when accidents do happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
But has time to shoot some hoops. Not much. Straight out.
Weird. What,
like, is there room for this to be like a crossover universe with Scrubs? Because that's the only other medical show that I know where they also played basketball, seemingly at the hospital. So,
like ER, they did not do that.
Absolutely. No. Well, we don't know if they might have, but it wasn't.
They were working back.
Shown on camera.
Yeah.
And everyone gathers for food at the end in the restaurant, is it?
No.
I didn't know where they were. It's in her house.
Yeah. Her friend's house.
Yeah.
But after they break off the engagement, Caitlin gets her wings and literally a giant pair of wings appears on her back and she like disappears in like a whirlwind of blue light.
Yeah.
Which is the most expensive thing I've ever seen happen in any of these films. It must have cost a relative fortune.
Yeah, I think that's where they spent all the money because like, I don't know, just going back to like the Santa that like the visitor as well, that beard didn't fit him.
it was such
a struggle to watch. I was like, where else did the budget go that they couldn't have just got a better beard or CGI'd it that it looked like it? Because it was just like, Christmas. But I was like, oh, I was like, just move it up an inch. Like, just that's all I'm asking
for. It was terrible. It was obviously not an old man under that beard.
Yeah.
Guys, just to clarify, the director wasn't the creepy teacher.
Oh, good.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would have put a new lens on the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Kind of yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for Julia Stiles in that scene. I'd like to talk to her about it.
If you're listening, Julia. Yeah.
Okay, so like should, a shit thing to have should we do our bingo card?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Go
to that is the end of the film. So, first up, we have a precocious child. No, no children in this.
No.
None.
No.
Vancouver. No, no. It's filmed in Georgia. According to the credits. It's one of those filmed in Georgia films.
Okay, great. Yeah. Tax break, I yeah. presume.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Female lead has better lighting than everybody else.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Best friend with no inner life?
No.
No, her best friend had it.
Best yeah. friend is having a crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wise widower? No.
Wise dead girl?
Wise dead, yeah, that's true.
Can I give it a half mark?
We'll give it a half mark for that, yeah. Works in marketing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
No alcohol? Definitely not. There's a load of alcohol in this.
Vodka ectoplasm?
Yeah. Capitalist X? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A few of them. Protagonist loves Christmas? No.
No.
I would say. Carolers? No.
No.
Snowball fight?
No.
No. Horse-drawn carriage?
No.
No. Really good Christmas decorations? There are some.
Glitter rain?
Is pretty yeah. yeah.
No,
there's some
not
good stuff.
Till the end. Like, yeah. that's what I thought as well was significant at the start. Like, it you didn't really see anything really Christmassy considering it was like 2 or 3 days before.
Yeah.
It took it took a while for me to remember that like I was watching a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Somebody actually says roast chestnuts.
Now, you're one. Do you know when they were tasting the food in her friend's restaurant?
Yes.
It was a chestnut tart.
It
I don't
was.
Know if that counts.
We'll give it out a half, I think.
Because yeah. it wasn't a roast chestnut tart. It was like a chestnut tart with like some kind of glaze that I can't pronounce. But
yeah. Canadian supporting actors, no, because it was filmed in Georgia. A snappy beret. Did you have a snappy beret?
No, no. I don't think so.
Awkward family dinners. No.
Well, awkward hangouts at the mom, but...
No, it has to be a dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. I wouldn't say so.
Beautiful and possible hair.
Her hair's good, yeah.
I'd say between her and Ashley Benson, yes.
There's definitely some extension somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Mild peril lasting longer than 3 minutes.
Someone died.
Someone did die. I mean, that's more...
Yeah, maybe the thing in the apartment.
That's more than mild. Yeah, with the electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that counts, I think. Obviously fake snow, the glitter snow, I think, counts as that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A big empty apartment. Yes. She has a big yeah. empty apartment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's
yeah.
Yeah, we'll give her that.
Yeah. Save the kiss till the very end of the movie. The last shot is a kiss, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Work Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Secondary characters hook up. No.
No.
And an in. No.
No.
So how do we get? How do we do?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
For a non-Hallmark movie, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff going on there.
It's a good film.
Yeah. So, Fionnuala, what did you think of it? Did you like it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
As someone who wasn't expecting to, just because of the association, or what I associate with Christmas films.
Yeah.
But the minute I looked up the synopsis, as I said, Christina Milian, Jackie Harry, Chad Michael Murray... 10 out of 10. Where are the Oscars, please? Like, give them to them. No, it was very good. I like, just watch it. It was good.
It was.
Good.
I'd recommend it too. I enjoyed it.
I think it was a cut above. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. It was really fun. Like, killing off a character drinking a vodka martini.
Yeah.
Is a pretty ballsy move in the first.
Yeah.
But there are some things that are, they could have expanded on, like, what she did leaving him is not a bad thing when she left him. They just weren't meant to be together then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, she's not very likable, and that disability joke at the beginning, they're like,
oh. Yeah, they really set that precedent like early
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I still didn't really like her by the end. I liked Ashley Benson a lot more, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like there was heart in the movie and that Ashley's dead.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I thought the acting was definitely like better than usual.
It was really fun.
Chad Michael Murray actually has a bit of snap to him, which these male leads often don't have. He's a bit like the Mistletoe Inn guy. He can tell a joke.
He had to do a lot in One Tree Hill. There's a lot of angst.
Yeah.
A lot of angst. Oh my God.
What was the song? I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately.
All I have to do. I love him. I don't know who's the singer. Gavin DeGraw. I love Gavin DeGraw. Shout out Gavin DeGraw.
Such a good TV show. Mental though.
Yeah, insane. Completely insane.
Yeah.
Okay, Fionnuala, you got something to plug? Or just tell us where we find you on social media.
Just come tweet me. I'm at Fionnuala J. And I'm also the same on Instagram. I talk about some other things there that might be of interest to some people.
You did a good Love Island run.
I did, yeah. I was doing Bake Off as well, which is now finished, RIP. So if you want to wait and just follow me again next summer, I'll probably have more things to say RE Love Island. But yeah.
Jean, what can we follow you on? What do you want to tell us about?
I want to tell you about my newsletter. It's going to be in the show notes. Sign up to it. You can get some of it for free. And if you pay for it, you get the sum of it and more. You're a girl, Alan.
I also do Juvenalia, which is another podcast on the Heads Up Podcast Network, where we talk to interesting people about bits of pop culture that were important to them when they were young. Fionnuala's done an episode.
I did. Star It All. Please go listen to it. It was very, very good.
And yeah, we talked to lots of people about lots of things. So, Jean, you got a charity for us?
I do. Finish I've got off. The Inner City Help and Homeless, which was founded in November 2013 as a result of the increased number of people sleeping rough around Dublin City. So if you go, they've got a website, ichh.ie, and there's lots of organisations working on this issue, and it's very pertinent, and we're facing into Christmas. And it's going to be shit for people. So if you can help a charity with a donation or something, please do.
There we go. Just some quick thank yous before we finish up. Thank you to the Heads Up Podcast Network for having us. Thank you to Brian for producing the episode. Thank you to Dee McDonald for our artwork and Dan McCauley for our music. And thanks again to Fionnuala Jones.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll
appreciate
see you
it.
Next week, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
HPN, the Headstuff Podcast Network. See headstuff.org for more details.